What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much. The Godfather joining us all week. Rico's world tour continues. But this is a very special moment in time for many of us men out here. This right now. Literally, right now, for the first time in 10 years, college football, EA Sports, it's back. It just went live at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard. And all over, relationships are being destroyed. Men ignoring wives and girlfriends because they're about to become the head coach of Bowling Green and try to bring them to a national title. I wanted to ask this question because I think this is a fascinating case study that, first of all, if you're a child of the 90s and you're in your 40s, you grew up where video games were becoming popular. The old Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, whatever it may be. NHL 94 wraparound move, still undefeated. But college football disappeared 10 years ago. So you have this collection of people who have waited for this game to come back for a decade. But then you have the younger people. If you're in your 20s, this game disappeared just when you would hit the point in your life where you would have been all in on it. You've only heard about the legend that was NCAA football. You have these two groups, and I've never seen the hype for a sports video game like this. Now, the beauty of this release date, if you're a dude, is this is the slowest sports week of the year. So this isn't about being a burnout like Kenny and smoking egregious amounts of weed and not showing up to work. This is about, well, I was just making sure you're paying attention, Kenny. This is about that at the end of your workday and at the end of your responsibilities as a husband, a father, whatever it may be, that little time at the end of the evening, and all of a sudden, you have this. But are there people who took today off to play this game? Oh, yeah. Right now, Jim Costa, he's probably three national titles deep at CMU. But the game's been out for 3 minutes and 54 seconds.
But are you saying take off work for something that was released at four?
I don't know, man. To me, I don't make people schedule.
I know. I miss the whole video game craze. You know, hey, when's Pong coming back? Okay.
Right. Your deal was cocaine and unprotected sex. You were in a different time. It was Studio 54.
Preludes. Yes.
It was a whole different world
right,
for
okay?
you.
Okay. And I wish I could have been part of the Madden and all that stuff. Cause I'm jealous. Cause whenever I tried to play video games with my nephew, I remember I tried to play the show once, right? The baseball one. And it was like 27-0 in the first. I had no clue. Okay, I'm envious. Like whenever Madden came out years ago, every year it was released, people would be waiting on lines at the stores to get their Madden.
Well, it's different now because you can buy a digital copy.
Right, exactly.
But I'll give you an example. Right now, Evan Jenkins scheduled his maternity leave for the release of this game.
You mean paternity leave?
Whatever. Had a baby leave. Like, look, the point is, Evan just texted me. 4:03, he's already on. Like, I would just like to know, is this men's day?
I need the Spartan score, Ev. Come on.
It's probably 21-0 Penn State already. But I would like to know if you've disappeared from video games. Are you coming back for this? If you grew up playing this game, but it disappeared, is this a big deal? Or
if you're like me, jealous that you have no idea what you're missing.
Mike, it's not too late. What, does your thumb stop working?
I guess I can figure it out, but I'd be awful.
Can you imagine Stoney hopping back in to the Thunderdome and attempting to play this?
Who would you pick as your team, Stoney? Who are you rebuilding? Ball State?
Is it a dynasty team?
Sure. Huh. Whatever you want it to be, Stoney.
You could create American University in team building.
That's true, since we don't have a team. That'd be awesome.
Could you imagine? No, I want to hear from the people. And again, I'm just telling you, You know, Kenny had a talk with his girlfriend. She's just not going to get the attention she's used to over the next few weeks. There are plenty of people. Like, it's the slowest sports week of the year. The game releasing today, it's brilliance. There is going to be a ton of people playing this, and they're back. And let's face it, college football is a love affair. You have to, we're in Big Ten country.
Right. So do I, you know, choose Saban or Urban as my coach?
You choose Mike Stone.
Oh,
you could
okay.
create Stoney.
Oh, wow.
You could create a coach who only looks at the floor, never makes eye contact.
That'd
you
be awesome.
Could do that.
Now, if I could, is Connor Stallions available?
There's an Ask Stallions button. It's downloadable content.
Okay.
You hit the button and it tells you what your opponent's about to do.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's a special feature. But I would like to hear from the people. We want to have a little fun. We'll get back into the Tigers later. Is this, are you coming back to this game? Or if you're a younger person, we love our younger listeners, college aged.
Yeah.
You didn't have this game. You only heard about it. It's back today. Now, if you're a Spartan fan, in lieu of having an actual football team, this could be your escape. It's the truth. The best part of stuff like this, Rico makes fun of me all the time. You can make the conferences what they used to be. Or, for lack of a better term, you could make college football great again. You could. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the phones in a sec. Kenny, ticket text coming in?
Oh, yeah, big time. People are fired up.
More ticket text on this than the Tigers.
Absolutely. Mike is right. The anticipation for this video game is off the charts. I've never had a gaming console and bought an Xbox specifically for this game. I'm ready to rebuild Central Michigan, fire up chips. That's from William.
Wow.
I respect that. I'm more excited for this game than almost any game I've ever got. 11 years of waiting ends in about 10 minutes when I get home.
Do you realize
that the guy from CMU, does he draft like LaFever and Antonio Brown? Is that the way he does it?
What do you mean?
Does he become their... They're players. You get players, right? Antonio Brown played at Central Michigan.
No, you get the real players currently.
Oh, I thought that was Dynasty. You get to pick.
This
isn't an historic game.
No, you can get historical players. It's a different mode.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're...
Excuse my ignorance.
Mike. It's not your fault. You're not the demographic.
I know.
The demographic is people my age and younger.
Right, I get it.
And the reality is this game is going to blow the doors off of sales figures because it's the younger people never having it and it's the older people who missed it. And I'm telling you.
So what's the charge? What's the cost for this?
It depends. There's like three different versions of it. Like some people, you know, like geeks like Rico buy the collector's edition of all like little comic books or whatever. Like
right.
He would buy the fancy version of the game, which is like, I don't know, $120. And then there's...
That gets the historic?
I don't know what the hell it does. Then there's a middle version that's $100. And then there's the base version that's $70.
Okay.
I don't... Again, Rico's a different bird. But like we were trying to get Rico to do this. But see, he acts like he's all above it. And I'm like, dude, you're a nerd. You read comic books, for Christ's sakes. Just play the game. He won't do it. Won't do it. He's been gone for 30 years from video games.
Wow.
30. I said, dude, you don't have much going on. Just get the game. And you sure as hell don't have a football team. I mean, this is a way to have MSU back. You can right the wrongs. But I'd love to hear from the people. 248-539-9797. And is this game, is this day a celebration in your world? Have you had to tell your wife, listen, I love you. I really do. But just not this week. I need a few days. And there are far worse things you could be doing as a man. Let's face it. You're at home. There's
well, nothing. There's your coach for Michigan State right now.
Uh-oh. Okay. We're not going to go over Red Roof Inn highlights, okay? Kenny, the ticket text, I'm staying away from that.
My boys started without me. I should have taken the day off. Mistakes were made. That's from Mike.
Do you know Costa spent the weekend eating? He went on a pizza tour.
I know. I wanted to find out how, because I gave him a few ideas.
Well, he went to Connecticut and did like sightseeing and pizza. He's coming back. Now, he was morning show today.
Right.
He's already ordered more pizza today. And he's playing this game until his eyes bleed. He's going to be useless on the air tomorrow. Useless.
Did he go to Pepe's?
He went to Pepe's, Sally's, and Modern.
And I told him to go to the hamburger place, which was the
where it was invented in the little iron
Louis,
things.
Yeah,
New Haven.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he went there. Okay. Long story short, morning show might be terrible tomorrow morning. Costa's not going to sleep. It's going to be a problem. Kenny?
Should I skip my kid's Little League district tournament game to start playing? That's from Chef Chris.
100%, Chris.
It's a district game, though. I don't know. Could go to Williamsport. You don't want to miss it.
All right, you can't skip it. Don't get a divorce over this.
No.
I'm just saying, if it's like, hey, do you want to watch our programs? No, I do not. In fact, no, I do not.
You could be rebuilding Toledo. I mean, that sounds a little more important to me.
Listen, there are a lot of programs that need your help out there.
Yes.
Okay?
And what else is that? Home Run Derby? You don't have to watch that.
You can't do it. You can't. But I'd love to hear from the men who have set the table. Like Kenny, you got to have a talk with your girl and just go, listen, it's not about you. It's about me.
It's about my hands.
Kenny, you gotta temper the expectations.
There is a period next month where her work schedule just really picks up. She's not going to be in the apartment at all, especially at nighttime.
Perfect.
Your boy's going to have some time.
Why doesn't she just start that right now?
Like, hey, honey, could you just go to work or anywhere else?
Go find something to do. I'm a little busy. Kenny Kai, head coach of the Buffalo Bulls.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to tell you, I know I can't prove it to you driving, home from work today or running your errands or maybe headed to your kid's practice or whatever, but the ticket techs are 4X on this than the Detroit Baseball Tigers. So just if you think it's a joke, it's not. Like, it's real. Like, not you. I'm saying the listener. Like, if you're going, why the hell are they bringing up a video game? Well, A, it's sports. Like, it's the slowest sports week of the year.
Correct.
College football's been on for a decade. This is the most anticipated thing, and for a lot of men out there, college football,
the video game.
Correct.
For those
because the sport is dead. I mean, there's no, especially if you're a State fan. But it's real. And, I mean, Evan Jenkins right now texted. Evan started his paternity leave to coincide with the release of this game. Mm-hmm. He's already ignoring his child.
Well,
kid's been crying for 17 minutes, but the game came out at 4. He's out.
It's unbelievable because his daughter, Frankie, and my guy Springsteen has a song called Frankie Fell in Love. I heard today in Stockholm, he just changed the lyrics because he heard about Evan to Frankie Needs a Dad.
That's right. Frankie's homeless. Evan put the bassinet right outside the front door. Let's go to the people, see what they got to say. Jamal's up next, 97.1. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was born in 73, so I was at the very beginning of the video game revolution. I started playing video games when I was 6. I'm talking Atari, Intellivision, ColecoVision. Moms always came through. And as far as college goes, there were years I didn't buy Madden because I was just stuck on college. But the Lions are going to be real good this year on Madden, so I have to buy it. But I bought my college 2 weeks ago, but I didn't know it was coming out today until I just heard you say it. But the screener told me that you had to have a deluxe edition or something like that.
I just thought if you pre-ordered it, you got it today.
No, it come out Thursday but I just got the regular version. But I'm about to go in the house right now, and if I can download it early, I'm going to pay the extra. I'm going to DoorDash some liquor, and it's going down.
DoorDash liquor, that's awesome.
Jamal is being responsible.
Yes,
he's a busy man. He's got to get home.
Right.
Someone's going to bring him his drinks.
Well, maybe because the show before us had Doug had his son like do chores to be able to.
Oh, that was an embarrassment. I was going to call in and just tell Doug's kid, Uncle Mike will buy the game for you. I mean, Jamal, Doug had his kid basically building Doug a new house so he could get the game. I mean, real unfair standards in the Karsh household.
I mean, you got to have your priorities in order. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's correct. Now, Jamal, I appreciate it. Like I said, I think there's going to be a lot of girlfriends and wives who are just very alone for the next few days.
Can we rewind on something? I didn't know you could DoorDash liquor. This might be a game changer for
me. I thought it was, I know in a couple other cities, like I think New York is one of them. There's something is it not Grizzly?
Drizzly?
Is it Drizzly?
Yeah, something like that.
I think that's like an alcohol specific delivery service, but I would imagine you could DoorDash or Uber One or something. Like, Kenny, try it tonight. Lord knows no one likes alcohol like
you. Well, drive by three liquor stores on the road to my apartment.
You don't have time to stop.
Well, a lot of times, you know, when you order DoorDash, they give you that thing that says, if you want, we can stop at Dairy Queen or someplace else on the way. Maybe there's even like a CVS or something that sells liquor that you can go. I don't know.
Let's go to Anthony, 97.1. Anthony, how you doing, buddy?
Well, good. How y'all doing today?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
When the last NCAA came out, I was 18 years old. Now I'm getting ready to be 30 next month, and I just got married. My wife bought it for me, the $100 edition. So I made sure she was straight over the weekend. We went, planted rose bushes in the garden, took her out, and she's going to work tonight. I told her, you better not say nothing to me for the next week or so, because I'm taking MSU, and I'm naming my head coach Mr. Joystick, okay?
Mr. Joystick.
Oh, dear. Wow. I know what that's a reference to.
Yeah.
And, man, I've been waiting on this game forever. I don't play Madden no more because they got lazy with it, but this game just feels more excitement, and I'm a huge gamer, but the last couple of years I haven't. I'm a homeowner. I do other things. And I've just been waiting on it. I didn't take off work today because what for? But I just can't wait.
The idea of taking off work, that's an absurdity to me. That's not how that's going to work. No. I got things way more important. But there's an excitement level. And look, on a personal level, like, I'm pumped up. One of my best friends makes the damn game.
Whoa.
No, he does, literally. It's his whole career in a nutshell. If this game bombs, he's homeless. He might end up having to live with us. I've said it before. He's a wonderful guy. Like, I want this to work for them because that guy's got four kids.
Where is EA headquartered at? L.A.?
Orlando.
Oh. Okay.
Which is hell on earth. I couldn't live down there if you paid me. Now, there are parts of Florida, yes.
Yes.
But the Orlando Metro, hell on earth. Awful. Don't know how anyone lives there. All right, great story. All right, let's go to Brian, 97.1. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good. How about you?
Good, B. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, called the show before. I've had some experience giving a previous show personality named Sully trouble while I was playing defense and he played offense, but I owe that to this game. You know, I got away from video games for a long time. I have a medical career, wonderful wife, wonderful kids, but my previous NCAA football accomplishments need to be stacked and recognized to what I've done to this point in my professional life. You know, halfback direct, you can thank me for that. Some of Reggie Bush's highlights against the special teams for Mississippi, Valley State, Delta Devils, you know, how fun was that? Drafting and coming up with a playbook where you could run the triple option with Run DMC, Felix Jones, and Peyton Hillis and have the wishbone playbook in your – like, this game you could do everything with. I cannot wait to get a PS5 to play this game, to play with my friends. I brought it, actually, the 2014 version to Michigan State when I went to school there. And after our medical school exams, we would just run the ball, and we would just play this game and get rid of our stress and everything.
It's
going to make so many people happy that this game is back. I'll shut up and listen.
No, you're good.
Great job.
Brian, I love it. I like the fact that you are skirting your medical responsibilities to rebuild Michigan State. I think your patients will really be pumped up. But he's right. I mean, look, the guy was in med school. What are you going to do? You can't go out and get hammered every night. Not if you plan on graduating. A little hour session. You decompress over here. You call it a day. That's all it is. I don't know. What the hell is a grown man supposed to be doing 10 o'clock at night? Watch more garbage TV?
Especially right now when, like you said, this is the sports, vortex. There's
right.
Nothing going on.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. The timing couldn't be better. By the way, I Jim Costa has texted me. Do you know Jim has taken the first 24 minutes of this game's release to design his own playbook? Holy nerd alert.
Wow. Well,
Jesus.
Value.
Value. Please.
Still, I'm somehow not surprised by that. That sounds like a very Costa thing to do.
What is that?
My playbook's better than yours.
Oh, with full, and it'll call it the Smarm offense. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy? Nice to talk to you. And Nick.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Yo, good. I'm real good. So, yeah, I'm, like, super hyped for this game to have been back out. I was in college, like, 2007, so, like, we were playing. I was playing as West Virginia back then, you know. I mean, the game was hyped, so I'm super ready for it to be back, and I can't wait to be back home here in a few minutes. So.
Was that the Pat White, Steve Slayton West Virginia squad?
I believe so.
Jesus, the idea
was the best. That was the best team. That was the best team on that game at the time. So
now, have you negotiated a settlement here at home, or are you living the bachelor life, or what's the deal?
Oh, I'm a filthy bachelor. So I'm a, I'm a electrical engineer. So I got lots of time, got lots of things going on. But yeah, I'm super hyped to play. But Perfect. Real quick, I just want to give a shout out to my buddy Zach. So he's just been recovering. So hopefully everything's going good for him. And I'm sure he's going to be playing some NCAA real shortly.
All the best to you and Zach. Tremendous. Nick, enjoy it. Enjoy the bachelor life. God bless. Don't let anybody knock it.
No.
I just can't believe Kenny. That is Kenny. You haven't had the talk yet, huh?
What talk? What are you getting at?
Honey, I need a little me time. All right,
she's actually pretty good about that. I usually don't have to ask her a lot for that.
That's not what you say off the air, and I'm not going to tolerate lies.
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay, then. 248-539.
There is nothing in life like the Fortress of Solitude.
No, it's perfect.
And I love my wife.
Sean, 97.1. Sean, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Stoney.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I'm super excited for this game. I still burn through NCAA 14 to this day.
Wow.
People are modding and updating that game so frequently. A lot of people who got hired to play College Football 25 were modding 14 to make it updated with App State on there and current players and whatnot. So being able to have that and being able to update the divisions now with 25, you can bring back the Pac-12 or make it regional. Like, I'm so excited to play the Dynasty mode again for this game.
And we can ruin Rico Beard's life by making college football great again. We can bring it back to where the networks don't control it.
Pac-8, baby.
Right. Big 8. We're you know what? We're recreating Pac-8? The Southwest Conference,
yes,
Sean.
Yes, exactly, baby. SMU, exactly. Texas, Arkansas.
It's perfect. And the best part for me, it's like perfect weeknight. Because, Sean, look, I can't lie to you. It's Saratoga season, so when the weekends hit, too much handicapping and horse racing. But on a weeknight, you think I'm going to sit here and waste my time with Pete Alonso in the Home Run Derby?
So tomorrow,
you're insane.
Tomorrow, I want breakdowns of your games.
Well, listen.
Well, seriously, I want you to, and if you lose, I want you to rip your coach. Maybe it'll be you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, listen, we specialize in great clock management and decision making.
Okay.
The person I'm fascinated by is Evan. He's got the newborn, and somehow he thinks he's going to get to just really lock himself away with this game. His wife will murder him.
Well, he can play for a time, and then he's got the longest timeout of all time.
Yeah.
When he has to feed her and, you know,
Evan disappears for 78 minutes to finish the third quarter.
I wonder if he's getting his gummies delivered.
You don't understand. Evan has oil drums of weed gummies. You don't get it.
There's no shortage, huh?
No. No. It's like when you pick up mulch in the big bags. That's what Evan leaves the dispensary with.
Right.
You don't get it.
There's arms full of it.
Yeah, there's no delivering. Evan has a war chest of gummies.
He goes to, instead of Costco, Gummy Co.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen anybody who can function the way he does as high as a kite. It's really something to behold.
You should see him golf. And he golfs very well.
Here's the one. When we go to Vegas to do the shows, Evan is the producer on the road.
Right.
So Evan comes out. Have you ever seen him at a slot machine?
No.
I don't know I've ever seen a human happier. He's gummied out of his mind. The bright lights. He's like a dog with like a bouncy ball. Evan is just in. You could leave him there. He could die at that
machine. He'd rather just do slot machines than play any other game.
Correct.
Because it's mindless.
I think he'd rather play the slots high as a kite than anything in life.
Well, it's like I once was, and it's notorious, Jim Leland, like, lived at the slot machines when he managed here. Just, you know.
Oh, 100%.
Chain smoked and just played the slots.
Oh, he was a big Greek town guy.
Yeah, but it's slots.
What do you want from me? I don't know. It's more your demographic. For Kenny and I, it's college football 25. For you, it would be a slot machine.
Slots?
Old people go to the slot machines, don't they?
Believe me, I understand. Not me. I'll sit at the blackjack table.
There you go. Yeah. Stoney, staying young. 248-539-9797. We'll knock down some calls. And Stoney, rightfully bent out of shape about Scooble. Let's talk about it. 97.1. All right. We'll get to the people in a second. Stoney's bent out of shape, and rightfully so. So I wanted to give you a minute on this. And probably more on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the news that Scooble's not starting the All-Star game. I
thought it was pretty much a lock. I thought maybe Lugo would get the nod, possibly. But it's Corbin Burns. Now, Corbin Burns having a hell of a year. Let's not, you know, say, oh my God, how can Scooble not start? But listen to the stats. And it's not all about stats, but for this.
Here's some stats.
Here we go. Here's some data. Burns, 2.43 ERA, 1.04 whip, 9-4 record, 110 strikeouts, 25 walks.
Okay.
Lugo, 2.48, a little higher. ERA, 1.09. Whip, 11-4 record, so he's got the most wins, 116 strikeouts, 30 walks. In 16 games, Burns had 19 appearances. Turk Skubal, 19 games. 2.41 ERA, that's the better of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Whip, 0.88, that's the best of the whip.
Mm-hmm.
10-3, you can do the percentages. I think 10-3 is better than 11-4.
He plays on a you know what, I'll leave it alone. Keep going.
140 strikeouts, 21 walks. Now, I understand sometimes guys who play on really good teams like Burns gets the nod because it's the Orioles and they're much better than the Tigers. But the fact that Tarik Skubal could come up with these statistics and this performance this season with this squad and with this amount of run support. Now, it wasn't as it's not as bad as Reese Olson's run support. Skubal reminds me, sorry, I'm going back to my youth, when Steve Carlton was 27-10 for a team that won 57 games all season.
Well, he's a lot like Felix Hernandez for many of the years with the Mariners.
Yes. I mean, Guidry, well, he was good. The Yankees were good, but Guidry was
my dad will appreciate the Louisiana Lightning reference.
Was that 25-3 he was that one year or something? Yeah, exactly.
Leave him alone. No. Now, come on.
But the bottom line is, and I don't think it's anti-Detroit. I'm not going to, oh, everybody hates
us. I'm kidding. Mike, it was facetious.
I know. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the fans who will call up and say, oh, it's anti-Detroit. No. Burns is getting it because he's on a better team. Who cares? Come on, Bruce Bochy. You know better. Skubal should be the starter. In the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't mean anything except the honor that he deserved, and it'd be nice to see our guy start the game. Enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it sucks. And again, they don't let us have nice things. I think that that's just really where it's at. From a data standpoint, Skubal's been clearly the best pitcher in the American League. Therefore, he starts. I don't care where you play. I don't care if your market's big or small. Right. I don't care what your team's record is.
I know.
If you've been the best pitcher, and right now if they handed the Cy Young out, Tarik Skubal would win it. You start the game. Period.
Yeah.
So he got boned. Yes, no other way to put it.
I agree.
I would love to know the decision to be made why Corbin Burns was given the nod. He's a good pitcher.
Yes, it's not a knock on him.
And Seth Lugo you can keep.
Okay. I know. But
that's a mirage.
I understand, but his stats are pretty damn good too.
I know. But he's Seth Lugo. So let's, please. Kenny, a few of the ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
On the NCAA video game, driving home, currently can't wait to load up the game and ignore everything else, including my lady.
That's right. Hey, listen, it's acceptable. You get a hall pass today. And if there's a problem, you could just ask her. Think of all the terrible things I could be doing. I'm right here. You need a beverage? I grab it for you. I'm in the house.
Speaking of this one, it says, I don't play video games, but I will be on Tinder next week. Going to be a lot of NCAA widows looking for a friend.
Very Ooh, much so. Wow. Could be a cottage industry.
Good strategy. I like that.
Jesus. NCAA widows. Jesus.
I announced on Instagram today that I've accepted a football coaching job with Hawaii, and all of a sudden my phone blows up with congrats text. Had to tell them it was about the video game.
T Dear Lord.
Well, there's an opening at Fresno State we just found out about.
You know, I
hope everything's okay.
Yeah, and well, it said basically head coach Jeff Tedford, Fresno State football, you know, formerly a Cal, one of the great offensive minds of the last, you know, 20, 30 years in college ball, quarterback developer. He's stepping down. He had a doctor's visit, and he's citing that visit and health concerns. He is stepping down and stepping away from the program. So their linebacker coach, Jeff Skipper, will now be their head coach. Why is that relevant at all? Michigan plays him. I don't know. You can do what you want. Fresno's supposed to be first
game of the season.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be frisky this year. Yeah. Supposed to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. So you do what you want with it. Not that you need to care. Kenny, go ahead.
I hate the Scooble snub, but sadly, nobody cares about the All-Star game anymore. It's sad.
I know. And it's why I'm not. Well, I can't yell because I had a very loud, talkative weekend at Saratoga. But also, I can't muster up fake outrage. The All-Star game simply doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm outraged by? What type of tanning product does Alex Rodriguez use?
Okay, what did I
tell you? Can we stop for a minute now?
Yes, I told you in the break. Does he have pictures of somebody? How the hell? He's not only on Fox. He's on ESPN sometimes. He was never likable as a great, great player.
He's got to lay off the tanning bed. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, yes.
Okay. He was interviewing Ellie De La Cruz. I took a triple take, and I went, wait, is that A-Rod? Dude, you can't tan like that. What is he doing? He's going to die.
He was a great player.
Was he?
But he wasn't even
He was a choke artist. He was a con.
He had one really good postseason for you guys.
And guess what?
What?
He bleeped down his leg every other one.
Okay.
Now, don't make me raise my voice.
All right, I'm trying not to. But he was a great player, but he was never likable. Even before he lied about the steroids, okay?
Even before that.
And then all this, you know, J-Lo and all this stuff. And he's not even that good on the television. What? Does he have pictures of somebody?
He looks like that lady from There's Something About Mary, the roommate for Cameron Diaz, the old lady, who was just constantly tanning. I don't know what he thinks he's doing. It's got to stop. That's ridiculous.
I don't know how he's on television.
The same way Desmond Howard is. I don't know. Somebody likes him. What do you want me to tell you?
But he's liked by too many networks. That's what I don't care.
I don't know. Out. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
I didn't hire him.
I know. I'm not blaming you.
I feel like you are. Kenny, go ahead.
Scooble is minus 130 to win the Cy Young this year. He'll have the last laugh.
I agree with you, but it would have been something nice.
Yeah.
Something cool. But I'm not going to yell.
For a team that's both maddening and psychotic, it would have been great.
More on that at 5.
A-Rod is the reverse of Sammy Sosa, getting darker and darker.
It's clearly the guy is using, like, intense old lady bronzer. Stop, dude. What are you doing? It doesn't look remotely natural.
No.
It'd be like if Kenny showed up tomorrow looking like Ricardo Montalban. It's absurd. Go ahead. I quit.
This one I think we'll all say hell yeah to. Time to take the Liberty Flames to the promised land, baby. That's from James in Lakeville.
There you go.
By the way, this day is here, or whatever this platform, this broadcast we're watching, FS1. This way, you must just hate this.
What?
You got Jeter who you can't stand. You got A-Rod who you can't stand. I know you're not a Big Poppy fan.
Well, Big Poppy's a fraud.
I know.
I mean, give me a break.
Explain to me how his name got is in the Mitchell report, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right. If you designed the panel of three people I loathe.
I know,
in baseball.
That's why I said that.
Here it is.
Power rank them in order of who you hate more. A-Rod, Jeter, Big Poppy.
A-Rod number one forever. Absolute albatross to the organization. Big Poppy number two because he killed my Yankees. And he was this good guy, forward facing, but he's really not a good guy. And he was a known cheat. And then, look, I don't hate Derek Jeter. I hate what Jeter did to my team. It's like Eli Manning 2.0. He put himself ahead of the franchise. He strung him up for this ridiculous extension. And the whole idea you couldn't drop Jeter, even though he was a butcher in the field and he couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag. Oh, we can't drop the captain. We can't drop the captain. Then he had to hang around long enough to get his stupid records. Please, go away.
Come on, he hates him because he's a Michigan fan.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Do I hate Kevin Garnett? He was supposed to go to Michigan. No. Come on. Stop it. You're out of control. 248-539-9797. All right.
You hate Michael Phelps, too.
I don't care about Michael Phelps. He swims. Northville Lumber, oldest company in the state, largest Trex decking outlet in America. Nobody stocks more. Nobody sells more Trex.
Did you hate Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes?
Okay, listen. You hate Tracy Wolfson. Trex Northville Lumber.
Schefter, dead. Eisen, dead. Rosenberg, dead.
Stu, Winowski. I apologize. I apologize.
I know, Stu. He came to my house, installed a deck in my house, too.
I turned his mic off. I got to sell you some Trex decking. All right. We'll get to the people in a second. Stoney's been out of shape, and rightfully so. So I wanted to give you a minute on this. And probably more on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the news that Scooble's not starting the All-Star game. I
thought it was pretty much a lock. I thought maybe Lugo would get the nod, possibly. But it's Corbin Burns. Now, Corbin Burns having a hell of a year. Let's not, you know, say, oh my God, how can Scooble not start? But listen to the stats. And it's not all about stats, but for this.
Give me some stats.
Here we go. Here's some data. Burns, 2.43 ERA, 1.04 whip, 9-4 record, 110 strikeouts, 25 walks.
Okay.
Lugo, 2.48, a little higher. ERA, 1.09. Whip, 11-4 record, so he's got the most wins, 116 strikeouts, 30 walks. In 16 games, Burns had 19 appearances. Turk Skubal, 19 games. 2.41 ERA, that's the better of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Whip, 0.88. That's the best of the whip.
Mm-hmm.
10-3, you can do the percentages. I think 10-3 is better than 11-4.
He plays on a you know what? I'll leave it alone. Keep going.
140 strikeouts, 21 walks. Now, I understand sometimes guys who play on really good teams like Burns gets the nod because it's the Orioles and they're much better than the Tigers. But the fact that Tarek Skubal could come up with these statistics and this performance this season with this squad and with this amount of run support. Now, it wasn't as bad. It's not as bad as Reese Olson's run support. Skubal reminds me, sorry, I'm going back to my youth, when Steve Carlton was 27-10 for a team that won 57 games all season.
Well, he's a lot like Felix Hernandez for many of the years with the Mariners.
Yes. I mean, Guidry, well, he was good. The Yankees were good, but Guidry was
my dad will appreciate the Louisiana Lightning reference.
Was that 25-3 he was that one year or something?
Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave him alone. No. Now, come on.
But the bottom line is, and I don't think it's anti-Detroit. I'm not going to, everybody hates
this. I'm kidding, Mike. No, it was facetious.
I know. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the fans who will call up and say, oh, it's anti-Detroit. No. Burns is getting it because he's on a better team. Who cares? Come on, Bruce Bochy. You know better. Skubal should be the starter. In the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't mean anything except the honor that he deserved, and it'd be nice to see our guy start the game. Enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it sucks. And again, we're just, they don't let us have nice things. I think that that's just really where it's at. From a data standpoint, Skubal's been clearly the best pitcher in the American League. Therefore, he starts. I don't care where you play. I don't care if your market's big or small. Right. I don't care what your team's record is.
I know.
If you've been the best pitcher, and right now if they handed the Cy Young out, Tarek Skubal would win it. You start the game. Period.
Yeah.
So he got boned. Yes, no other way to put it.
I agree.
I would love to know the decision to be made why Corbin Burns was given the nod. He's a good pitcher.
Yes, it's not a knock on him.
And Seth Lugo you can keep.
Okay, I know. But
that's a mirage.
I understand, but his stats are pretty damn good too.
I know. But he's Seth Lugo. So let's, please. Kenny, a few of the ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
On the NCAA video game, driving home, currently can't wait to load up the game and ignore everything else, including my lady.
That's right. Hey, listen, it's acceptable. It's, you get a hall pass today. And if there's a problem, you could just ask her. Think of all the terrible things I could be doing. I'm right here. You need a beverage? I grab it for you. I'm in the house.
Speaking of this one, it says, I don't play video games, but I will be on Tinder next week. Going to be a lot of NCAA widows looking for a friend.
Very Ooh, much so. Wow. Could be a cottage industry.
Good strategy. I like that.
Jesus. NCAA widows. Jesus.
I announced on Instagram today that I've accepted a football coaching job with Hawaii, and all of a sudden my phone blows up with congrats text. Had to tell them it was about the video game.
Dear Lord.
Well, there's an opening at Fresno State we just found out about.
You know, I
hope everything's okay.
Yeah, and well, it said basically head coach Jeff Tedford, Fresno State football, you know, formerly a Cal, one of the great offensive minds of the last, you know, 20, 30 years in college ball, quarterback developer. He's stepping down. He had a doctor's visit, and he's citing that visit and health concerns. He is stepping down and stepping away from the program. So their linebacker coach, Jeff Skipper, will now be their head coach. Why is that relevant at all? Michigan plays him. I don't know. You can do what you want. Fresno's supposed to be.
First game of the season.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be frisky this year. Yeah. Supposed to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. So you do what you want with it. Not that you need to care. Kenny, go ahead.
I hate the Scooble snub, but sadly, nobody cares about the All-Star game anymore. It's sad.
I know. And it's why I'm not. Well, I can't yell because I had a very loud, talkative weekend at Saratoga. But also, I can't muster up fake outrage. The All-Star game simply doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm outraged by? What type of tanning product does Alex Rodriguez use?
Okay, what did I
tell you? Can we stop for a minute now?
Yes, I told you in the break. Does he have pictures of somebody? How the hell? He's not only on Fox. He's on ESPN sometimes. He was never likable as a great, great player.
He's got to lay off the tanning bed. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, yes.
Okay. He was interviewing Ellie De La Cruz. I took a triple take, and I went, wait, is that A-Rod? Dude, you can't tan like that. What is he doing? He's going to die.
He was a great player.
Was he?
But he wasn't even
He was a choke artist. He was a con.
He had one really good postseason for you guys.
And guess what?
What?
He bleeped down his leg every other one.
Okay.
Now, don't make me raise my voice.
All right, I'm trying not to. But he was a great player, but he was never likable. Even before he lied about the steroids, okay?
Even before that.
And then all this, you know, J-Lo and all this stuff. And he's not even that good on the television. What? Does he have pictures of somebody?
He looks like that lady from There's Something About Mary, the roommate for Cameron Diaz, the old lady, who was just constantly tanning. I don't know what he thinks he's doing. It's got to stop. That's ridiculous.
I don't know how he's on television.
The same way Desmond Howard is. I don't know. Somebody likes him. What do you want me to tell you?
But he's liked by too many networks. That's what I don't care.
I don't know.
Out.
What do you want from me?
I don't know.
I didn't hire him.
I know. I'm not blaming you.
I feel like you are. Kenny, go ahead.
Scooble is -130 to win the Cy Young this year. He'll have the last laugh.
I agree with you, but it would have been something nice.
Yeah.
Something cool. But I'm not going to yell.
For a team that's both maddening and psychotic, it would have been great.
More on that at 5.
A-Rod is the reverse of Sammy Sosa, getting darker and darker.
It's clearly the guy is using, like, intense old lady bronzer. Stop, dude. What are you doing? It doesn't look remotely natural.
No.
It'd be like if Kenny showed up tomorrow looking like Ricardo Montalban. It's absurd. Go ahead. I quit.
This one I think we'll all say hell yeah to. Time to take the Liberty Flames to the promised land, baby. That's from James in like.
There you go.
By the way, this dais here or whatever this platform, this broadcast we're watching, FS1, this way, you must just hate this.
What?
You got Jeter who you can't stand. You got A-Rod who you can't stand. I know you're not a Big Poppy fan.
Well, Big Poppy's a fraud.
I know.
I mean, give me a break.
Explain to me how his name got was in the Mitchell report, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right. If you designed the panel of three people I loathe
in that's
baseball.
That's why I said that.
Here it is.
Power rank them in order of who you hate more. A-Rod, Jeter, Big Poppy.
A-Rod number one forever. Absolute albatross to the organization. Big Poppy number two because he killed my Yankees. And he was this good guy, forward facing, but he's really not a good guy. And he was a known cheat. And then, look, I don't hate Derek Jeter. I hate what Jeter did to my team. It's like Eli Manning 2.0. He put himself ahead of the franchise, he strung him up for this ridiculous extension. And the whole idea you couldn't drop Jeter, even though he was a butcher in the field and he couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag. Oh, we can't drop the captain. We can't drop the captain. Then he had to hang around long enough to get his stupid records. Please, go away.
Come on, he hates him because he's a Michigan fan.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Do I hate Kevin Garnett? He was supposed to go to Michigan. No. Come on. Stop it. You're out of control. 248-539-9797. All right,
you probably help. You hate Michael Phelps too.
I don't care about Michael Phelps. He swims. Northville Lumber, oldest company in the state, largest Trex decking outlet in America. Nobody stocks more. Nobody sells more Trex.
Did you hate Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes?
Okay, listen. You hate Tracy Wolfson. Trex Northville Lumber.
Schefter, dead. Eisen, dead. Rosenberg, dead.
Stu, Winowski. I apologize.
I know, Stu. He came to my house, installed a deck in my house, too.
I turned his mic off. I got to sell you some Trex decking.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.